B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
What's the most terrifying thing you've seen happen on an airplane?
The passengers on the Spirit Airlines flight from Tampa to Atlanta would have to say it was yesterday as they were landing when one of the brakes caught fire and there was fire coming from the plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay seated. We do not have to evacuate now. Please remain seated.
They told us to remain calm, but it's on fire. Like, how are you going to remain calm?
It's so crazy because nothing too insane has ever happened necessarily to me on planes, but I have perceived things happening, like listening on, thinking I know. When I was 16 years old, thinking like, I've heard them do these announcements at the beginning or whatever on this like small little plane. So having the headphones on, not paying attention, plane starts and the plane starts filling with smoke. I'm starting to get out of my chair like, we're on fire,
oh,
stop,
Lord.
Drop, and roll. And then my friend that was traveling was like, no, they made an announcement. They said it was a harmless steam that would become. I'm like, we can go ahead and cancel the harmless steam. Why do they make planes like that? Holly in Atlanta, what crazy thing happened to you on a plane?
I was flying from Atlanta to Denver. The wind shears off the mountains can be horrible. And we were landing, and to the point that we could see the runway lights, and all of a sudden we went completely nose up and straight up. And everybody, like, you could have heard a pin drop inside the airplane. And once we leveled up and started to circle around, the pilot just came on and said, sorry about that, folks. If we would have continued on that course, it would have been very ugly. And that's the only explanation that we got.
What?
But when we came back in for a landing the second time, there was no noise at all. Nobody was talking. It was very, very quiet.
Everybody was praying.
Right?
Well, and, you know, usually, Holly, when the plane lands, everyone, for the most part, has respect. They don't clog the aisleways and rush to the front. But I got to imagine it was a mad dash to get off that plane.
Yeah, we were ready to get off.
404-741-0985, the terrifying thing that happened on your flight. Talking about terrifying things we experienced on flights, 404-741-0985, and kind of learning that the smaller the airplane, the bigger the chance that something is going to go wrong. Brenda in Cartersville.
I was on a Delta Eagle, little puddle jumper between Houston and Beaumont. And it's tiny. There's only two seats on one side and, you know, one row of seats on the other. And I'm on the side with only one row of seats. So my left foot is actually, like, propped up on the body of the plane, not on the floor.
Yeah.
And I could feel something hitting the plane from the outside. Like, we're flying. We're not on the ground. There's only one flight attendant. I motioned him over, and I said, excuse me, what is that? What's that noise? What is it, you know, that I'm feeling? And right after I said that, whatever I was feeling hit the body of the plane. And he said,
oh, my God.
Yes. I'm like, oh, God, we're going down.
Yeah, you don't ever want employees of the airlines to freak out.
Right. Especially since they are specially trained not to do that, regardless of what happens.
Yeah, now you turn into the calm one, like, hey, dude, chill out a little, okay?
It was nothing. Basically, what it was, it's so low that it's a propeller plane, and there was ice in the clouds, and the propeller was throwing them up on the side of the plane.
Still,
but,
geez.
Yeah.
Thank you for the story, Brenda, I guess. Caro, what happened to you?
Tad, I was surprised to hear you say that, like, with as many flights as you've been on, you haven't really had anything happen. I haven't been on that many flights, but I was absolutely terrified flying from Denver to Amarillo. They put me, again, on one of these smaller planes.
Yeah.
And I prefer to have a window seat because I like to, you know, see everything.
Sure.
So where my window seat was like right by the engine on the wing. And we're, I don't know how many feet in the air, but like, way up there, and I hear the engine go.
Oh, great.
And like, stop spinning. And I am freaking out. The plane like tips over to the side, and then I guess they did something to get it restarted and back online. But I never flew that route into Amarillo ever again. I will never fly from Denver to Amarillo. Well, I'll never fly to Amarillo again anyways, but it was Terrifying.
Let me ask, on this flight, like before you boarded this flight, did they give you like a leather hat and some goggles and a scarf to wear?
No, I would have felt better if they did.
Speaking of small planes, Yvonne in Villarica, what happened to you?
We were flying our Cessna to Florida to visit a relative. Our alternator went out in midair at night. We had no lights, no radio, had to hand crank the landing gear down. Nobody knew we were at the airport. We landed at the wrong airport. Huh. Nobody knew we were there.
Who was the pilot?
My husband. It was our plane.
You mean your ex-husband? Thank you so much, Yvonne. Peggy's in Alpharetta. She was on a flight where the window got busted by something.
Oh, no.
She'll tell us that terrifying story coming up next. Looking for the most terrifying thing you saw happen on a flight that you were on. And man, this is, I don't know if I'll get on a plane for quite some time. Julie in Cartersville, what happened to you?
Took off from Providence, Rhode Island, come into Atlanta, and we heard a loud pop as the landing gear's being pulled up. Huh. And about then, the motor started spitting and sputtering and backfiring. So then the stewardess comes on and she's screaming at the top of his lungs that the motor's on fire. You need to shut the motor off. We're on fire. We're on fire. I don't think she realizes that she's over the total airplane.
Oh, no.
My gosh. She shut the engine down. We went to Boston, drank a bunch of liquor, and then came home. So my next three or four trips involved Valium.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Peggy and Alpharetta, the terrifying thing that happened to you?
I was going to visit my sister in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I had to fly to New York and take a puddle jumper to Harrisburg. And so I'm on this, you know, like, I don't know, 12-seat plane, and there's a man sitting in front of me. He pulled his tray down, opened his briefcase, and he did a little work. And closed his briefcase, and he closed it too hard, and it shot to the left, went right out the window.
What?
Yep.
Wait.
Right out, broke the window, popped right out, and flew out the plane.
Did you feel the sensation of being sucked toward the window, like they show in the movies?
A little bit, yes.
Don't go to the light, Peggy. Don't go to the light.
If you think you had it bad, think of the poor person who caught the briefcase in their head.
I know.
Time to play Beat Shazam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
5 seconds to name that tune. The category this week is songs where they talk about a bunch of nonsense. They replace real words with nonsense words.
Okay.
This all came from a debate. I was looking for a song earlier this week, and it was this one, Kara.
Yeah, that was the one I told you it was.
Which is?
It's The Offspring.
And?
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Correct. Okay, and the song that I was looking for has the same lyric at the beginning of it. Drex?
Nope.
Nonsense from Def Leppard, Rock of Ages.
No!
Same clip.
Yes.
From The Offspring, as it was in that one.
Wow. It's the next best thing to being wrong is to being right as well as
Yes.
All right. So these are songs with nonsense lyrics in them as we move on. Kara.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story.
That's Blue, and I get this wrong every time. It's like Eiffel 375.
Eiffel 65.
You hear the dabba deep dabba die?
Yeah, I always thought it was If I Was Green, I Would Die.
Drex, your next song?
Rah, rah, ah, ah, ah. Oh,
It's totally fair. You're a little monster, Kara.
Yeah, I am.
That's a Lady Gaga Bad Romance.
Yes, sir. Final round of Beat Shazam lyrics that are just nonsense to Kara.
Ooh, that's Mbappa Hansen.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so final song. Drex, it's yes. up to you, right?
Yeah, I think I got to get it right to tie.
Yeah.
Got to get it right to tie. You should. This is the classic example of nonsense lyrics.
Oh, yeah. He's like, mama say, mama say, mama, right?
Right.
Yeah, so Michael Jackson, want to be starting something?
Yes, sir. There you go.
What, do we know what he's saying?
What?
What do we know what Michael's saying?
Yeah, mama say, mama kusa kasay.
Sure.
Okay. Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 726, sun and clouds. Temps cooling off to around 85 today. 72 in Midtown.
Swag line drive, base hit left field. Dansby's going to come home.
As seen on Bally Sports, Braves with a dramatic 4-3 win over the Nationals in extra innings. And we've got the Mets in town for three games starting tonight. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you what trend started during the pandemic that we're just going to have to get used to because it ain't going anywhere. But okay. First, we got to talk about the Spirit Airlines flight that came into town from Tampa yesterday. Passengers had a really scary experience. As the plane landed, one of the brakes actually overheated and started a huge fire. So Atlanta Fire Rescue had to be called out to put out the blaze. And some passengers even thought the engine was on fire. But thankfully, it wasn't that bad. After they got everything under control, the plane actually had to be towed to the gate where everyone got off safely. But how crazy is that? That's the last thing you want to see on a flight is flames.
Yeah, I mean, Spirit Airlines is a discount airline.
Yeah, I don't want my safety discounted. Can we make that not happen,
right.
Please? If you've got a little time on your hands and a driver's license, a local nonprofit could really use some help. The need is greater than ever for getting people in Atlanta fed. Inflation and gas prices has put many people who were on a strict budget in a really bad spot. And that's when people like Rescuing Leftover Cuisine Atlanta come into play. They actually take excess food from events and restaurants, pack it up, and deliver it to homeless shelters and food pantries. But they are in desperate need of drivers. Right now, they've got 16 different food donors and 8 nonprofit recipients waiting to use their services, but they just don't have enough drivers to help out. So, like I said, if you got a little time on your hands and you'd like to volunteer, check out rescuingleftovercuisine.org. Now, have you noticed more places lately offering self-checkout only? It's really annoying. Like, whether we like it or not, that trend is here to stay.
Well, it's either self-checkout only or we'll have one lane open for you and there's 20 people in that lane.
So my husband and I were at Walmart over the weekend getting some stuff for the new house. And we had a huge basket full of like both groceries and like home goods and stuff. And we were really confused at why there wasn't one register
right.
open with a person, because I don't know how to ring up produce. Like, what?
And then when you have more than 12 items and you're checking out yourself,
yeah.
the machine requires you to put the items on these two scales, and there's no room to do that.
No, some people are just not qualified to be bag checkers. I mean, I am definitely not one of those people, even though Walmart was one of my first jobs. That was not like my best forte.
I'll tell you how to bag groceries. You put one item in one bag, you throw it in the cart. You have 2,000 plastic bags.
Talk about waste.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Nick, we hear you need forgiveness from your wife over some sort of accident.
I really messed up with our son, and I need to beg for her forgiveness.
Well, how did you mess up with your son?
About a year ago, I got laid off, and my wife, Haley, she has a really great job. So, you know, with the cost of childcare and everything, we just decided it would be best if I stayed home and took care of our 3-year-old
yep.
while she worked.
Love it. Mr. Mom going at it.
being a stay-at-home parent's no joke, though. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah.
You're telling me.
So you're in the middle of it, huh?
Honestly, I love being home with my son. We belong to this mommy and me group, and I hang out with them like 3 or 4 times a week.
Wow.
We have a great time, but somehow Owen always ends up getting hurt. Yeah, it's usually nothing serious, just like bumps and bruises, normal
right,
kid stuff.
Right.
But
your son's name is Owen, is that right, Nick?
Yeah.
And the other kids in this mommy and me group, they're not hurting him or like smacking him around, are they?
He's just a little clumsy guy.
Yeah, most of the time. Okay. You know how toddlers are. They can get pretty aggressive, but...
Your email says that you ended up in the emergency room recently. Is that why you're actually calling?
Yeah, earlier this week, things got kind of serious, and we did have to go to the hospital.
What happened?
We were at one of the mom's houses, and the kids were playing outside, and their family has some of those, like, Power Wheels cars.
Oh, gosh. Those go 65 miles per hour on the highway sometimes.
Owen did end up getting hit by another kid who was driving one.
Oh, no.
And his leg got cut up pretty good, and he ended up needing stitches.
Ooh.
My wife was so mad when she got to the hospital. Like, I actually thought she was going to kill me.
She think it was like your, I mean, it's her kid, so obviously she's freaking out.
Yeah, that's her baby. Yeah, totally understandable.
She think it was your fault, though?
I know. I tried to tell her it was just an accident, but she's been giving me the silent treatment, and I've had to sleep on the couch.
Oh, geez.
Did you try to apologize yourself?
I did, but she's just not having it.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I thought you guys could step in and help a guy out. You know, I feel awful that he got hurt, but I feel even worse that my wife doesn't trust me to take care of my own son.
Yeah, and you're missing that Sealy Posturepedic that you used to have, right?
Yeah.
Well, hold on a minute. We're going to get your wife, Haley, on the phone. We're going to see what we can do to help get you some forgiveness, maybe get you off that couch, all right?
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Nick was just telling us that his son got injured on his watch, and his wife is furious. He needs forgiveness. Hang on 1 second, Nick. We'll talk to your wife, Haley, here.
Hello?
Morning, is this Haley?
It is.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. We were just calling to check in on your son, Owen. We heard he had a little accident. Wanted to just see how everybody's doing.
Oh, thanks. That's nice of you. He's pretty banged up, but he's going to be okay. Thanks to his dad.
Yeah. You know what happened?
My husband said another kid ran into him with a power wheel, and it was like no big deal. But when I asked my kid, he said he was dragged across the yard,
and his dad
wasn't there to help him, and he was scared. I'm livid. I'm furious about it, to be honest. But that's not going to happen again. Daddy daycare is over.
Ooh.
This wasn't like the first time something has happened on Daddy Daycare's watch, or what?
The thing is, he wasn't watching, is what I learned. He was inside talking to the other moms holding court like usual.
We heard it was called Mommy and Me.
There were people outside with them. It's not like they were all by themselves.
Haley, this is a good time to let you know that we have your husband, Nick, on the phone with us. This is a feature we do called Forgive and Forget. He called us to get help asking for your forgiveness for your son's accident. So
you understand being a stay-at-home parent doesn't mean you get to have social time with all the other moms instead of keeping an eye on our son. He could have gotten really hurt, Nick.
No one feels worse about this than I do.
So, Nick, you were not outside when this accident went down. Is that right?
Not exactly. I was inside making drinks for the ladies.
Making drinks? So not only were you not watching your son, but you were drinking too?
You have one job. That is to keep our son safe. I am not going to bust my ass to support your little social time if you're not going to at least make sure our son doesn't get ran over by someone's runaway car.
It's just a couple of stitches.
Oh my gosh.
The doctor said we were lucky his leg wasn't broken. I am tired of him coming home looking like he was in the ring with Mike Tyson every week.
So Haley, are you able to forgive?
No, I don't think I'm going to forgive. I think my kid's going back to daycare.
You know how expensive daycare is.
Go flip burgers or something. Figure it out.
Haley, is
not
that what we understand?
I'm going to come home mangled one more time. I'm not.
The only way that Nick gets off the couch is if he shows you that he's employed. Is that what we gather?
Yeah, we can gather that.
I already feel guilty enough as it is. Come on.
This is not about that's your job. You're not responsible enough to be a stay-at-home dad. That's what this is about.
Maybe you get a job as a bartender.
Right.
It sounds like you're great at making the drinks with the ladies. End of.
Yeah, maybe we should talk about this off the air.
Oh, yeah, it's a great idea. So check us on the air.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
I love when people come on Forgive and Forget, and then they're like, well, why are we doing this on the air? It was because you called us. That's why. Coming up tomorrow, how do you tell somebody you don't like what they're planning to make for dinner? If it's not your significant other, you can cause some serious family drama.
Yeah.
And that's why Melanie needs forgiveness tomorrow morning at 7.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.